The following is a lecture entitled The Perfection of Love, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on April 21st, 2018, in Utena, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Thank you very much for coming here today. This is a very auspicious gathering, actually. Because we are gathering for the pleasure of Krishna or God. You see, our actual home is not here in Lithuania. We're actually all citizens of the Kingdom of God. So this is not your real home, actually. Utena, Lithuania. We're actually all citizens of the Kingdom of God. Somehow we've gotten disconnected with my original home. Somehow that we've forgotten who we really are. We're thinking, well, I'm male or I'm female. I'm a member of a particular city, particular country. This is not who we really are. We're actually eternal spiritual beings. We never get sick, we never get old, we never die. These bodies do get sick. They do get old. And they do die. But we don't. So the point is this. The reason we're suffering in this material existence is we're misidentifying with these material bodies. If we free ourselves from this false identification with matter, and we revive our original spiritual consciousness, then we can relish unlimited happiness every minute. That is more valuable than anything you can achieve in this world. Better than being a millionaire, a prime minister, a rock star, whatever you might become, people think is a very big thing to have in this world. Nothing compared to this. There's a name for it. Krishna consciousness. In fact, we have a whole movement for it. Called the Krishna Consciousness Movement. We are creating a spiritual revolution. We're transforming the entire global society. There's so many wars happening right now, this very minute. This very minute, people are killing each other. But this is not required, you see. All of this killing and hatred is due to ignorance only. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text 29, Bhaktaram Jagatapasam sarva loka maheshvaram suhridam sarva bhutanam gatvamam shatamrichtiti. One who knows me is the supreme owner, supreme enjoyer, and the best friend of all living entities, relishes unlimited peace at every minute.
Kas visiškai įsisavinama, nežinodamas, kad man skirta visų aukų yra skirti rezultatai, kad aš esu visų planetų veikus ir aukščiausias viešpas ir visų gyvųjų draugas, linkintis jiems gerą, to nepakankina materialios negandos.
So I have come here today
to
teach you how you can experience unlimited happiness at every minute. Whether it's a sunny day, a gray day, a snowy day, or a rainy day. If you can revive your Krishna consciousness, you would relish unlimited happiness at every minute. Notice I said the word revive. That means you already have Krishna consciousness. It's buried deep within you. Now just imagine if you were suffering in poverty. You couldn't even pay your bills. You couldn't even pay for your water bill, your electric bill. You couldn't buy any food to eat. But then someone said, why are you suffering in poverty? Don't you realize that your grandfather left you a huge treasure of millions and billions of euros? You say, really? Where is it? Well, it's buried in your backyard. Oh, really? Where is it? Well, then he says, I'll tell you exactly where to dig. Here's the shovel and here's where to dig. And you dig down there and you find a treasure of millions and billions of euros. It's now instead of being poverty stricken, you're the wealthiest person in the whole country. Well, that's what I've come today to do. I'll tell you where your treasure is buried. And giving you the shovel. And I'm telling you how to dig. Here's the shovel. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's the shovel. And the bag, it's buried deep within your heart. You have a treasure there more than trillions and quadrillions of euros worth. You have a treasure that is so vast, which is so humongous, that even all the wealth of this entire world put together and multiplied by a million times is nothing compared to that treasure. You simply have to have, you have to have a little faith. Just like when I tell you where to dig in your backyard, you have to have some faith. Because you're not going to get it with the first dip of the shovel. You have to dig for a while to get to the treasury. So you have to chant for a while also. But the beauty of this process is, as soon as you start digging, you immediately start to experience the treasure. And the deeper you go, the sweeter it gets. Do I look like a happy person? Well, I've been digging for 47 years. I started when I was about 23 years old chanting Hare Krishna. And now I'm 70 years old. And I feel younger now than I did then. This is how you can achieve eternal youth. By realizing the absolute truth. And we have unlimited proof. If you simply chant, you will experience, personally experience it yourself. You won't have to take my word for it. But you will taste it yourself. You'll experience this nectar. Sweeter than the sweetest honey. There's an unlimited ocean of it. And you can dive into that ocean. It's called the ocean of devotion. You see, your actual nature is to love. Don't they say that love makes the world go round? So, love is really where it's at. But the difficulty is, what we call love is, in this world is actually lust. It's selfish. What can I get out of you? That's not love. Love means giving, 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 not taking, taking, taking. So in this world we try to give our love, you see. But we say again and again, people take advantage of us. And we feel cheated. So we don't want to love anymore, we become skeptics. But there's one person who's not going to cheat you when you give your love to him. His name is Krishna. And he has a big position, actually. He's God.
Yeah.
Krishna's God, yeah. He's the source of everything. You ever learn why you exist? Well, you think, well, because my mother and father wanted to have a baby, that's why. Or maybe they didn't want to have a baby and I came out anyway. Is it? That's why I exist. But no. That explains your present material body. But you existed before this present body. You've had millions of births. Trillions and quadrillions and quintillions of births. So why does that spirit soul exist? It has gone through millions and millions of lifetimes. Why does that spirit soul exist? Do you have any idea why you, the spirit soul, exist? Well, I'll tell you why you exist. In case you want to know. God loves to love. Krishna loves to love. And if he wanted to, he could be all alone and with nobody to love. But it's like we don't like to be lonely. God doesn't like to be lonely either. So from himself, he is expanding an unlimited number of living beings. In Sanskrit language, that is called jivas. Living entities. So Krishna is expanding us jivas, us living entities, from himself in order to enjoy having a sweet, intimate, loving relationship with each and every one of us. So this is why you exist. You exist for one purpose and one purpose only. And that is to have an unlimitedly sweet, loving relationship with Krishna or God.
Ir tai yra dėl to, kad turėti meilės santykius su Dievu.
That's why if you're not Krishna conscious,
todėl, jeigu jūs neturite Krishna sąmonės,
you can't be satisfied.
Jūs nebūsite laimingi.
Just like that old rock and roll song.
Kaip kad yra tokia sena rock and roll daina.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Niekas negaliu pasitenkinti.
The fact is, you can't get no. Of course, it's a double negative. But I can't. You can't get any satisfaction.
Faktas yra tas, kad pasitenkinimo gauti negalite.
Unless you awaken your Krishna consciousness.
Nepažadinę savo tikrosios Krishnos sąmonės.
No matter how much you try to enjoy here in this material world.
Visiškai nepaisant to, kokiais skirtingais būdais atrasti laimę čia.
The best you can get here is called Maya Sukaya or illusory happiness. You cannot get any genuine happiness here in this material world. You may think I'm being cruel. You may think I'm being too harsh. But actually, I'm just telling you the truth. You go to the doctor, he has to tell you the truth. You are sick. And you need this medicine. So the spiritual master is like the doctor. He tells us we are sick. Because we're identifying ourselves as these material bodies, which are nothing but sources of misery. And the doctor gives us the medicine. You have to chant the holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This will revive you. This medicine will cure you of misidentifying with matter.
It will
revive your original identity that you once had in the spiritual world and you lost. So you may say, oh, I know it sounds a little bit too far, it sounds too much to be, too good to be true. It couldn't be true, I mean, you know. Well, how do you know it's not true? The fact is, if you actually tried this, you make this experiment, I'm going to give this Hare Krishna thing a try. And I'm really going to try it and see if it works for me. I'm going to stop eating meat. No more McDonald's hamburgers. No more beer. No more vodka. I'm not going to play around having sex here, sex there, you see. Not going to smoke any cigarettes. Not going to smoke any marijuana. I'm just going to try being clean and chant Hare Krishna. And see what happens to my consciousness. That's what I did. I wasn't completely convinced in the beginning. But I thought, well, I tried everything else. Why not try this? And it was the best thing I ever tried. Nothing worked for me like Krishna consciousness. This is actually what I was looking for through my whole life. Actually, everybody is looking for Krishna. Krishna also means the greatest pleasure.
Nes Krishna reiškia didžiausias džiaugsmas.
So actually everybody is looking for the greatest pleasure at every minute.
Kiekvieną minutę mes ir ieškom didžiausią džiaugsmą.
Isn't it?
Ar ne?
Aren't you always looking for the greatest pleasure?
Ar taip nedarome?
Sure, we're all looking for the greatest pleasure at every minute.
Visi tai daro.
But we're looking in the wrong places, that's all.
Bet ieškom ten, kur to nėra.
But if you go to Krishna,
bet jeigu jūs,
who is in fact the greatest pleasure,
kuris yra didžiausias malonumas,
who is in fact a reservoir of unlimited pleasure,
kuris yra šaltinis visų malonumų,
then you become satisfied.
Tada jūsų širdyje ateis ramybė.
It's like you're dying of thirst in the desert. It's hopeless. But if you find an oasis, then you have no problem. So this material world is a vast desert. But within the desert, within this desert, there's an oasis. And that oasis is called the Hare Krishna movement. And there is a reservoir, unlimited water in that oasis. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if there's any questions, I can try to answer them.
Taigi, aš noriu atsakyti jūsų klausimus.
Anyone have any questions?
Turite kokį klausimą?
Yes.
Is it possible to get from you pranama mantra?
Sure.
I should look
at. If you're serious, I'll be happy. She wants to. What she wants to is take me as her guru. That's what I mean. She become established a student relationship. Formal relationship with the student. And if you're serious to and you're fixed properly and if you're serious, yes, you can definitely get pranam mantra today or as soon as possible in the future. I'd love to have you, my student. See, if you become my disciple, I will fully commit myself to delivering you back to the spiritual world.
Jeigu kažkas tampa mano mokiniu, aš pasižadu šitą asmenį pargabenti atgal į dvasinį pasaulį.
Even if I have to take birth again to do so.
Nepaisant to, kiek man reikėtų
gimti. I will be absolutely, totally committed to your liberation from materialism.
Aš paskirsiu viską, kad grąžinti tave į dvasinį pasaulį.
So if you want to be my student, I'll definitely accept you.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Are you all dull-headed? No question? Here we go, all right.
What is the relationship between Christianity and Krishna consciousness? Because I am following the
yeah.
Christ.
Christianity, genuine Christianity, let's put it, real Christianity and real Christianity and Christianity are actually the same thing.
Tikra krikščionybė ir tikras krishnaizmas yra viena ir tas pats.
Because Jesus was purely Krishna conscious.
Jesus Christus turėjo tyrą Krishna sąmonę.
In fact, the word Christ is an etymological derivation from the word Krishna. The word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which comes from the Sanskrit word Krista, which is another way of saying Krishna. So actually, Christ consciousness and Krishna consciousness is exactly the same thing. You don't have to give up Jesus. In fact, I'm also a Christian. But I'm a perfect Christian. Not because I'm great, but because my guru is great. My guru has trained me how to be a perfect Christian. See, the Christians don't follow the Ten Commandments.
Paprastai krikščionys neatneseka dešimt pamokymų.
The Bible says thou shalt not kill.
Pavyzdžiui, Biblija sako, reikia nežudyti.
But everybody in this, almost everybody in this whole town is a meat eater.
Bet visi šiame mieste valgo mėsą.
Means that they're all supporting killing.
Reiškia, visi remia žudimą.
By eating the flesh of murdered animals.
Jie valgo mėsą gyvūnų, kurie buvo nužudyti.
Christ would not have a McDonald's hamburger.
Kristus nėjo valgyti į McDonald's hamburgerį.
He wouldn't have a steak or a fried chicken.
Ir nekepdavo šašlyko.
He was a gentle, compassionate person to all living beings.
Jis buvo labai gailestingas ir mylėjo visas gyvas būtybes.
So the modern-day Christians are not really Christians.
Tai dažniausiai modernūs krikščionys visai nėra krikščionys.
Actually, we Hare Krishna people, we are the real Christians.
Iš tikrųjų, Hare Krishna žmonės dar geresni krikščionys.
So we will make you a perfect Christian.
Taigi tau irgi jūs galima padėti jums tapti tikra krikščionė.
You don't have to give up Jesus.
Kristaus jūs neturite atmesti.
You become the best follower of Jesus.
Jūs tapsite dar geresnį Kristaus pasekėją.
You accept that?
Ar patinka jums tokia mintis?
Oh, very good. Very good. Next. What is it?
Adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Yes, the other ones too, yeah. We follow that very strictly. No illicit sex, yeah. Next.
Jesus Christ is telling that our bodies will be...
His what?
Our bodies, Jesus Christ is telling.
Jesus Christ, our bodies?
No, Jesus Christ is telling that in telling. The future, our bodies will be revived. And Krishna is telling that our bodies will be dead and gone.
Jesus is talking about the spiritual body, not the material body.
Krishna is talking about the spiritual body, not the material body.
Because you've had millions of material bodies. Which one would you want to have revived?
But
when you're a dog, or a cat, or a monkey, which material body do you want to revive? How about when you're a mosquito? You want to revive your mosquito body? You see? No, that refers to the spiritual body. And we also are doing the same thing. We are going to revive your spiritual body. Let me get my amplifier, Divya. I can't hear you very well. Wait. Okay, what is it?
There are so many big graveyards. We don't see that all the bodies are coming up.
We don't see any bodies coming. All the skeletons will come up. The bones, all the bones will come up. And what? Which body will we revive? The old person's body walking with a cane? If you're talking about material bodies, your body, material body is changing in every minute. At every moment, the old blood corpuscles are dying and the new blood corpuscles are taking their place. So this can only refer to the spiritual body, not the material body. Next. Anyone else? Or we should go back to Countess now. But... Okay.
How long it will take to get pranama mantra?
Well, it's up to you. You're the authority.
Just like a nomanis big balls.
I have a copy right here in my computer bag.
The position of chanting 69, following regulated principle and taking prasadam.
Reikia pasiekti tam tikrą kvalifikaciją.
If you're qualified, I'll give it to you today. It depends on you. You have a certain practice you have to do for a certain period of time. Once you've done, are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Ar reguliariai kartuoji 16 rounds?
So it's up to the Sankirtan. He's and he recommends, I will give immediately. If he recommends, I will give it to you today. I have a copy right here in my bed.
Gal tu po paskaitos galėsi nešti labai specifines detalės, galėsi prie manęs prieiti, paklausti, kad jie paskaitos nešti. Jo. Ok?
Next.
Kas dar turi klausimų?
You all are really dull headed, I think, everybody.
Ne, jis neturi tikrų klausimų.
No question.
No.
Then some, there is a practice in Christianity that someone goes to the priest and explains all his sins. There is some similar practice in Krishna consciousness and it's needed.
You want to confess? You want to confess your sins now today? Yeah. You, if you like, you can confess to me. I have no objection. You see, in Christianity, every week they go and they confess to the priest, "My dear father, I have done this, I've done that, I've done this." He says, "Well, you've chant 108 Hail Marys then." But then they go back and do the same thing the next week. Confession is all right, but the thing is they confess and they do it again. And they confess and they do it again. They never stop doing it. That's the problem. So we do better than the Catholics, priests. We do better things. We teach you how not to ever sin ever again. We will make you completely sin-free for your whole life. You may say, "Oh, how that's possible? How can I have fun on Saturday night?" But the thing is, we teach you how to get a higher taste. And the Christian priest will tell us, "Oh, sinning is very bad, you shouldn't sin."
But
they don't teach how to get the higher taste. We teach you how to get the higher taste, so sin isn't even attractive anymore. We teach you how to chant Hare Krishna in such a way that you taste unlimited pleasure just by chanting Hare Krishna. So who needs all these other sinful things anymore? I can just chant Hare Krishna and have a much better time. Actually, people don't even realize how much they're committing sin. You may be shocked to hear. Simply by breathing, you're committing sin. Because there are microbial germs in the air. And when you inhale, you're killing them. So actually you're a murderer. Just by driving down the street, many bugs are being hit on your radiator in your car. So sin is unavoidable in this world. But if you surrender yourself to Krishna, you devote yourself in loving service to God, fully devoted yourself to God, then you don't get the reactions for these sins. It's like a soldier in the battlefield. He can kill and they give him a medal for killing.
Pavyzdžiui, kaip kareivis mūšio lauke gali nužudyti žmones, po štai medalį duoda.
So we teach you how to fully absorb yourself in loving service to God 24 hours a day. Therefore, then there's no sinful reactions at all. You can really free from all sinful reactions.
Taigi mes mokome, kaip atkurti asmeninį kontaktą su Dievu, kad tokioje sąmonėje
unless you actually surrender yourself to Krishna, then you're actually committing sin all the time, unavoidably. You can't avoid it.
Jeigu mes neturime šito ryšio su Krishna, tai mes neišvengiamai kiekvieną akimirką darome nuodėmes.
So would you like to become free from sin?
Tai ar norėtum būti visiškai laisva nuo nuodėmių?
Huh? Yes? Yes? So we will teach you how to do that. Krishna says, Sarva dharman paritya maamekam sharanam vrja aham tvam sarva paapevya moksya shami maashuchaha. Give up all other duties, fully surrender to me, I will deliver you from all sin. We will teach you how to be completely sinless. No more karma. Karma means sinful reactions.
Karma reiškia nuodėmingą reakciją.
So we will free you from all sinful reactions, from all karma, by teaching you how to surrender to Krishna.
Mes mokome, kaip tapti visiškai laisviems nuo karmos.
Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Oh. Kokie būdai būtų koncentracija, bet kalbant mahamantrą, mažiau pašalinės mintys, dažkiai.
Can you give some tips how to better concentrate on mantra while we're chanting?
Yes. How to concentrate better while chanting. If you will give up sinful activities, your mind will become peaceful.
Pirmas dalykas, jeigu žmogus atmeta nuodėmingą veiklą, protas tampa daug ramesnis.
That means no illicit sex.
Tai reiškia, neturėti neleistinų politinių
santykių. No meat eating.
Nevalgyti mėsos.
No intoxication.
Nevartoti jokių intoksikuojančių medžiagų.
No gambling.
Ir nežaisti azartinių.
By giving up these four pillars of sinful life, your mind will become peaceful.
Tai yra keturi pamatai nuodėmingos veiklos.
Another tip is to rise early in the morning.
Ir kitas triukas yra atsikelti anksti.
Before the sunrise.
Kol dar saulė nepakils.
And chant. Just before you do anything else, just do chant on your the mantra and the deeds very peacefully before you do anything else.
Prieš pradedant visus savo darbus, kartoti mantrą ir taip medituoti.
Once you start going here, going there, then you meet the it's called the mode of passion, becomes very active. Go here, go there. There's the going mode and there's the meditative mode.
Yra tokia meditatyvi nuotaika ir veiksmo nuotaika.
Then there's a sleeping mode also, that's called tamaguna. So the sattvaguna is a meditative mode. The rajaguna is the going, doing this mode. And tamaguna is a sleeping mode. So what you do is you get up early in the morning and you chant Hare Krishna before you anything else.
When
the mind is very peaceful, you chant.
I am already chanting 3 o'clock in the morning and following principles, but maybe I can have some more tips how to concentrate because still
yes.
My mind is
yes.
Not stable.
Well, I'm very happy to hear about your practice. Thank you very much. You have some more tips for him, Devi? You know about the 10 offenses? The 10 namaparaj, you know about those? Those will help you to refine your chanting even more. One thing is that you want to explain the 10. Yeah. I didn't see if you were saying anything, that's fine. Go ahead.
There is one that we can suggest. You can try them.
Toks yra metodas labai geras, galim pasiūlyti.
And it has worked for many devotees.
Ir jiems daug kam labai padeda.
They can give
it.
Within that, before you blow it out, you chant Mahamantra.
I couldn't hear them. What did you say? If we should get a microphone over here, possible we have a third mic? No. Okay.
Tada vėl giliai, giliai įkvėpė.
Everybody can try.
Visi pabandyk, giliai įkvėpė.
Mind has no chance to run away here and there.
Ir taip, kai giliai įkvėpuojam, tai protas neturi galimybės bėgioti šiandien ir ten.
Take a deep breath, you say?
Take a deep breath and chant as many mantras in that.
Reikia kiek įmanoma giliau įkvėpti ir kiek įmanoma daugiau mantrų ištarti per vieną iškvėpimą.
It's working.
It works.
Tai tikrai veikia.
By having very nice respect for all the Vaishnavas also.
Taip pat labai svarbu išsiugdyti pagarbą ir nuotaiką.
The idea is to become more and more devoted to Krishna's name.
Ir tai tau padeda atsiduoti.
Krishna says, those who are my devotees are not my devotees, but the devotees of my devotees are my devotees. A child should be made quiet. Keep the child quiet. The mother should keep the child quiet. So, having that mood of being devoted to Krishna's devotees will also help you to meditate on the mind. Krishna wants you to be devoted to his devotees also. That's why having a guru also is a very good thing. In fact, the third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. That means you're supposed to have a spiritual master also. So by taking a spiritual master, getting ready to have it, if you're not, of course you can't yet until you're chanting 16, but if, in the mood of actually wanting to have a spiritual master who can take charge of you and guide you, that desire will also help you to chant Hare Krishna. So being a very humble mood of wanting to take guidance and instruction from Guru and Vaishnavas, that mood of humility will help you to go deeper into the name. So actually you're in good shape. The fact that you ask this question proves that you have the right mood. You're humbly acquiring from Guru how to develop deep absorption in the name, and that's very good. So you always keep this humble mood. And here's another tip. You pray to Krishna. My dear Lord Krishna, please bless me now I can fully absorb myself in your names. You can try the deep breath. And you can also chant the prayer. You ask Krishna to bless you. My dear Lord, please bless me now. I can fully absorb my mind in your name. Krishna will love to help you do that. He's sitting within your heart. He hears everything you say. So if you ask for his help, that you can chant his name with full absorption, it'll definitely help you. Next. Yes. Oh, okay. This is the last question then. Okay. Last question.
Или бат, ну, все, вот сколько ты валит, это дозволу, или все не место, ни салату, ни, ни кровь не место. И ты, ну, дешевле сабо место, да, не я. Жаджи, ир мам, рика, я не вир мам, ты пришли, ну, а ты шло, бы год не дарула, да. А ну, сидя дома, а не кадр, ты нам сидя в том.
I have a children, and he does not like anything except the meat. So I am forced to make him meat for him. Is it sinful?
Just don't have any meat in the house. That's all.
Paprasčiausiai neturėk jokios mėsos namie.
If he gets hungry, he'll learn how to like vegetables.
Kai jisai išaugs, jam patiks viskas.
Just don't buy any meat anymore. That's all.
Nepirk mėsos, paprasčiausiai.
What is his age?
Koks jo amžius?
7 metų.
7 years old.
Does he have any money? He doesn't have his own money, does he?
Jis dar savo pinigų neturi.
Does he have his own money and go buy a hamburger? Does he have his own money?
No.
All right, then you have the power. Just don't no meat in the house anymore. Don't buy any more meat. Whatever you have, throw it away. Give it to the dogs.
He's living not with me, but with my parents. He's living, and my parents is giving.
Oh, you live with your parents, in the same house?
No, your child is living separate from her.
Oh, why is that? Why he doesn't live with you?
Because of her sickness.
Temporary or permanent sickness?
Permanent.
Well. So, how often do you see your child?
Kaip dažnai savo vaiką matai? Once in a month.
Then I wouldn't worry. What could you say? Huh?
At least she should be gone.
If you strictly follow, that's the important thing. You've had millions of children and millions of lifetimes. So, you know.
Kažkaip man atėjo į gyvenimą, aš išėjau iš tos šeimos, ta prasme, iš karto susidūriau su Krišna, va taip gavosi. Atėjo pas mane Ramanas ir užvedėm to.
So somehow you get in contact with Krishna consciousness.
Somehow what?
Somehow or other how she found Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, I think there are so many children eating meat all over the world, and what you can do about it? You become Krishna conscious.
Kartais mes negalime kitiems nieko padėti, bet turime padėti bent sau.
My brother needs meat. What can I do? My little brother needs meat. What can I do about it?
Mano brolis irgi valgo mėsą. Ką aš galiu padaryti?
Once in a month, she does not have.
Okay. All right, then. So now we'll tell about the books. You can make the announcement about the books in Kirtan.